Welcome to another episode of the Beyond Business podcast. Today we have with us Mrs. Viola Suhita. In her career spanning to more than two decades, Viola Suhita has worked with many organizations as a business consultant and also as a corporate trainer. Viola is also a missionary and passionate about reaching out to the people with good news of Christ. She deeply cares for encouraging and inspiring the budding entrepreneurs to grow in their business. Welcome to the Beyond Business podcast. We are excited to have you on our podcast. Our listeners do not know you, so can you please introduce yourself?
Thank you, Sharon. I'm Viola Suhita. I'm a CEO of Women of Valor.
How did you come about with Women of Valor? As in, the name is very interesting. I think it's from Proverbs 31, if I'm not wrong. I really like the name. So how did you begin it, and how did you come up with this name?
Yeah, definitely this is from Proverbs 31. But also, there is another inspirational story in the Bible is about Gideon. Gideon hides in the place like where he's not supposed to be when God has chosen him. And he's supposed to be a warrior, and God calls him when he sends a message, he sends man of valor. So he's surprised to know his identity. So many of the women are hiding behind, and they do not know like how to come out and be in the purpose of God and how to excel in the business. So that's where we have picked up this Women of Valor, which means the courageous women.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's beautiful thought. So what is Women of Valor?
Women of Valor is a place where we take an idea and we from idea to establishment of a business. So that means like we encourage the women if they have any small little idea, and we handhold them, and then we see that they'll be established. And also we bring their products to the marketplaces, almost like a bridge between the market and the people around. So we first started with artisans, the artwork that is the craft, which is perishing. So we wanted to bring it to the market again. So that's how we started with. So, but now many of the business women who are into the business but not able to prosper, we are giving them the mentors and we are giving them some services like that so that, they can prosper in their businesses.
Yeah. Okay. So if you were to share some creative tips for some, let's say, women want to come through Women of Valor to probably sell their products or, you know, do something like that. What is the process that they have to go through?
Basically, we are focusing on one community, that is Christian community. Okay. So we want to encourage the Christian women to become entrepreneurs. So we give them the training. Biblical training. So we see that they have the values, biblical values, and then they establish the kingdom values into the their businesses. So that, like, you know, we encourage them in the faith and also the values, biblical values, and then we encourage them to start their own businesses. Okay, so if they would like to come to us and start some selling on the products of theirs to through us, like it's a simple kind of method that what we follow is we take their testimony and we encourage them. So that's how we go ahead. So why we have picked up only Christians, because like we wanted to fill this place with kingdom values. So that's why.
That's a very beautiful thought. You know, just giving them training of knowing their values and teaching them, just inspiring them to push forward and move forward is something that I think we all need in general. But you doing this to inspire people is just, it's just beautiful. I'm sure you would have faced challenges while doing this, maybe a miscommunication or something of that sort. How did you overcome it and get through this?
Yeah, there are a lot of challenges that we have faced because, number one, we need to understand this is a mission ground for us. So a lot of challenges we have faced. Number one is, like, as you said, miscommunication. Many of them, they initially they did not understand what we are trying to speak to them. And second one is the communication between even the dealers also. So they thought that we are doing for some benefit of ours, but later on they understood us. And the breaking the barriers of their mindset also was a challenge for us. Like, you know, when they have an idea, so to break through and then get into the process, actually to bring them as entrepreneurs was a challenge for us. So, and financially, of course, financial challenges are there. But by God's grace, when how we are overcoming, in the sense, like, we are praying. We are praying and we ask the Lord to lead us, and God provides everything for us. So that way.
How did the thought of starting something like this come? As in, you know, it's not always that women get an opportunity like this. And also keeping in mind that it's for women who are Christians who love the Lord, you know, they always believe that, you know, we always need to be, you know, being, for example, like a pastor or somebody who is always in the mission ground of a church. But, you know, just the thought of keep giving a mission ground, even to do their ministry through work, you know, just how did you come up with this to give women an opportunity like this to even share gospel through this?
It's an interesting question. So, yeah, in 2008, I was I was suffering with chronic disease, and doctors have given me only 10 days of time. So they said, like, I can't live more than 10 days. At that time, like, while I was on bed, God spoke to me and he said, like, I will be working for women. So that's where actually to work for women has come into my mind. So, and that is in 2008. Now it is 2023. So I'm alive, and it's a miracle. God has touched me and healed me. And that is the reason, like, I'm working among women over here. So, and the challenges what I have faced in my life, that I wanted to share with the women. Actually, so that is the reason I started in pondering on. But in 2012, I heard clear voice that I need to come for full-time ministry in 2012. As exactly you said, you know, I wanted to become a pastor or something, that maybe I have to go for a Bible course and become an evangelist or something like that. But God showed me my calling is different. And that's where I studied. I was reading the Bible, and God showed me Lydia and Dorcas and then Deborah. So these three characters, when I studied them and researched, it is, they are in the marketplace. They are not sitting at home and doing something. I mean, like, not like a priest they are, but they are in the marketplace. That's where I said, like, my calling is for the marketplace. And that's where I encouraged women to come. I encourage women to come for marketplace, especially Christian women. Yeah.
That's amazing. Just giving value to a woman to not just be at home, but also to express her value, express her thought through what she does. It can be a hobby, or it can, you know, be something that she's excelled in. That's just a beautiful thought to have actually put up for women and giving them an opportunity. You have recently attended and have also put up a stall at the Beyond Business Conference recently. And can you share a bit of your experience there, and also maybe a takeaway from something that you've heard from one of the speakers, or something that you you know, carried on to even tell or share women in Women of Valor?
This experience is a very amazing experience, actually. So I attended, I took all the products and attended alone, actually. But it's a great experience. I had exposure to various people, and I got some ideas through others also, and the networking happened, and some of the products like from various places also have come, like crafts and all. So I was so much thrilled to be in that Beyond Business conference, actually. And the one takeaway point I just want to say is from Dr. Rajkumar. So he said, like, when you're in business, you need to be standing as a testimony over there. So even not taking even the compromising anywhere. So that one thing I just learned, and I'm not compromising anywhere. I'm just a little bit slow in the business, but still I want to be with the values of God himself. So that's how I made up my mind. And also, one of the investor has come to help us in setting up one of the centers for this one. But still, we are under the process. Once the process is done, I think one center can come up for the embroidery center.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's great news to hear that you've achieved something from the conference, and you've also put up a center because of your networking there, and also for an investor to come. That is amazing. It's just hope for people who are going to be coming to the next Beyond Business conference as well. We usually like to end our episodes with maybe sharing your favorite verse or what God is teaching you right now.
Yeah. My favorite verse is actually from 1 Peter 4:10. So it's it says that very clearly, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. That's my favorite verse, and also inspiration. Whenever I'm discouraged, I just read this one. And I count on the gifts what he has given, and then I go forward.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, for sharing your views and for sharing your thoughts. It's wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day and a blessed week ahead.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you so much.